or day or night and some fun in your Halloween with Halloween Scratchers from the New Mexico Lottery. You must be at least 18 to play. Please play responsibly.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have an exceptional country home for sale sited on 20 acres and located in the foothills off of Old Santa Fe Trail with 6 bedrooms, 2 offices, a guest house, large kitchen with stone fireplace, and fabulous views. This extraordinary property can be seen by calling me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
Stay
tuned. Every child should be excited to hear those words. You can give your child the confidence of a beautiful smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Kellum, a board-certified orthodontist serving families in Santa Fe and northern New Mexico for over 15 years. Wondering if or when your child will need braces? The time to make an appointment is now. You never need a referral to schedule a free child consultation. Our experienced and caring staff will do their best to make your child feel comfortable and to explain treatment in terms kids can understand. We use the latest orthodontic technology, including speed braces, to make wearing braces as comfortable and efficient as possible. And to make treatment easy on your budget, we offer several payment plans and work with most insurance companies. Give your child the confidence of a happy smile. Call 982-5531 for an appointment with me, Dr. Steve Kellum. We specialize in beautiful smiles. Say cheese.
Doc 1260, KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Hello to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to your Sunday afternoon helping of all things real estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I'm delighted to be back in the KTRC studio with my producer, sidekick, Gino Thompson. Now, since Easter, I have hosted close to 25 remote broadcasts of the program, all of which have been hugely successful. We have more remotes on the horizon. And we're actually going to be doing them from a variety of unusual venues around Santa Fe. So stay tuned for more information. And Gino, how about those San Francisco Giants?
Oh, that was a nail-biter last night.
Yeah, well, you're a West Coast baseball supporter, so you must have been just tickled to death with the results.
We celebrated. Believe me, we celebrated.
Well, and this is a classic sort of setup here between a team that's never been to the World Series before and the Texas Rangers. And the San Francisco Giants that haven't been there since they moved to San Francisco in 58. So what a great backstory for the viewers.
It's good to see some new teams out there playing on the biggest stage in baseball. It's going to be fun to watch. They're both really talented clubs.
Well, I know who you're going to be supporting. So anyway, go Giants, I guess, today for Gino Thompson, all right? Anyway, before we get going with the show, I want to invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are partners of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services and products. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you to a list of these stellar New Mexico companies. Now, one of these companies, which is a partner of All Things Real Estate, is actually Mark Lopez Associates, and they can provide you with a full range of land and road development services. So, again, for more information on Mark Lopez Associates, go to the radio show webpage on www.sfrp.com. So in the spirit of today's holiday, and Gino, I bet you didn't know that today is United Nations Day.
I did not know that.
I bet you didn't. Well, anyway, we're going to be offering some advice from a variety of experts who know how to keep the peace when the challenges of the real estate market can sometimes turn up the heat. And I can't think of a better person to kick off our peacekeeping theme than our very own Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, who has some thoughts for us in his weekly State of the Market commentary. Good afternoon, Andrew. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Ray. You know, my mantra for the last year or so has been, now is the time.
Yes.
But now I'm reinforced by a front page article yesterday in New York Times that signals that now is the time for those with good credit and some equity in their homes to put some money in their pockets. Mm-hmm. The bigger benefit of homeowners refinancing is that in the absence of home construction fueling an economic recovery, putting spendable dollars in the pockets of existing homeowners might light a fire under the stagnant economy. So here's the incentive. If you have a $300,000 loan and you're paying 5.75%, today you can save $375 a month. The cost of refinancing is approximately $3,000. And as you know, I don't charge any points. So your payback is 8 months. That's $3,000 divided by $375 a month. And you get to continue every month thereafter with the same return as long as you hold the loan.
Right.
Even if your rate is as low as a 5.25%, it's probably a good financial move to consider refinancing. With rates this low, many homeowners are opting to change from a 30-year loan to a 15-year loan, thereby saving a huge amount of interest and keeping a payment pretty close to their existing payment. On that same $300,000 loan, the present payment is $1,750. Refinancing into a 15-year loan will increase the payment to $2,163, but the borrower saves $6,375 in interest cost every year and pays off the loan in half the time. This is especially a good strategy for those 50 years and older who are looking towards retirement. So even if your home, if the value of your home has eroded and there's less than 20% equity, there are programs which will allow you to refinance at or near market rate, as long as the loan is a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan, without a second mortgage or mortgage insurance. The refinancing should be relatively easy. So my mantra now is save money, call me.
Well, and it's a good mantra, and there are a lot of numbers that you were throwing out there, but the bottom line for the listeners today is not only can they find a home with great inventory that's out there at a very moderate price, but they are going to have these incredible savings with the low interest rates and the different charges that you were saying they can save money over time. So now is absolutely the time, isn't it, Andrew?
It is indeed. Thanks so much.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is actually improved. For more information, call Tom Simon, who is the owner of Westgate Properties, at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. Now, I'd like to shift gears and welcome Jim Roser to the show. Jim is Senior Vice President of Santa Fe's own TC&I Roofing and Insulation. TC&I is a well-respected provider of polyurethane foam roof systems and has been providing services to New Mexicans for more than 35 years. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hey, Ray, thank you for having me. I appreciate the invitation. How are you doing this afternoon?
Well, we're doing very good, and I should tell the listeners that this is a gentleman who has vast radio experience, so you're going to hear that in his excellent delivery when we talk about all the different things that TC&I Roofing and Insulation does. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Jim. And I guess maybe one of the things I want to start off here with, besides sort of the general services that your company offers, is, you know, we're in this sort of change of seasons, and I don't know if you've got some counsel you want to share with the listeners, Jim, about making sure that as we come into the winter months, you take a good look at that roof and make sure that it's okay.
Yeah, this is a really important time of year, particularly in this area, since the dominant roof that you see around here is the flat roof. People really need to pay careful attention to that. You know, homeowners and business owners need to get up there, you know, do a walk around, take a look and see how their gutters are looking. If their gutters are full, get them cleaned out so that water can drain off. If you've got roof drains, that's especially important. Those drains in the middle of a roof can really get plugged up fast. You need to check that. Take a look at your skylights if you happen to see condensation in that dome of glass or Lexan, whatever it happens to be made of, if you see condensation in there, that's a pretty good indicator that you've got some weather stripping or perhaps some other framing issues on that skylight. So there are a bunch of different things that people need to keep an eye out for, especially on these flat roofs that we use around here so often.
Right. And since TC and I has been in the business for well over 33 years, you guys have really seen it all. I know that from the standpoint of roofs that really need enormous amount of work. Just from your professional standpoint, Jim, if in fact a polyurethane foam roof system was necessary, what would be the first thing that a homeowner should be aware of as you guys make that kind of evaluation together?
Well, there are several different things that sets our system apart from some of the others that you'll see, actually from all the others that you'll see on the flat roofs out here in Santa Fe. Number one is that when we're done putting our spray polyurethane foam on your roof, you won't have a truly flat roof. We slope that foam however we need to be able to get that water off the roof to be able to force that drainage off your house. When we put down that foam, we spray it, and it provides an R7 per inch insulation value on the home, so that really, really increases your home's financial efficiency, so to speak. You know, when
right.
you're paying those electric bills, we see people routinely see 40% savings in real energy dollars spent throughout the year. You know,
so
there's reason.
Are you finding that most roofs have less than an R7 insulation value right now?
Per inch, yes, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. The foam is the only one that is applied as itself. It provides insulation. And then another thing that people don't realize quite frequently is that foam also is manufactured with an antimicrobial built in, so it's an automatic barrier and preventative against mold
wow.
in the house.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's something that, you know, the people don't realize, and that's a huge health concern nowadays. So people, you know, need to watch out for that as well.
Right, and I know it's not one size fits all, but just a rough ballpark idea, Jim, what would the cost of a new foam roof on, say, a house of 2,000 square feet cost someone?
See, that's what I have a really hard time providing, is just kind of a ballpark price, because I need to evaluate each job individually. For example, a 2,000-square-foot home with three skylights and one swamp cooler is going to be less expensive than a 2,000-square-foot home with 12 skylights, two air conditioning units, and 300 feet of ductwork.
Gotcha.
So, you know, it's really hard to give, you know, a ballpark price like that. I can certainly, you know, I would much rather take a look at each job and evaluate them individually.
Well, I actually set you up with that question because I knew you were going to give that very thoughtful response, and that makes sense. And I guess the point is that with all the different variations of a roof and what's up there, it takes more time, it takes more precision on the part of you guys to make sure that roof is laid correctly, as opposed to just one that has absolutely nothing on it. Is that the bottom line?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you bring up a couple of great points right there. A foam roof is fantastic, and it really is the ideal solution for a flat roof, provided that the initial application is done properly. That's where people run into problems. And we've been around for a long time, as you've been saying, over 30 years. And our guys that apply our foam have been with us for a couple of decades. Our guys know exactly what they're doing.
Right.
And, you know, another one of the benefits of the foam is that since it is sprayed on, it's very, very flexible as to where we can get in, the kinds of places that we can fill without a seam, with PPO and membrane and that kind of thing.
Right.
Everybody has seams built in. I've actually seen places where, you know, they will put screws in your parapet wall to
oh.
hold those membranes in place, just installing holes in your home.
Wow. That's not a good thing, I can tell.
Not at all.
Well,
I'll
tell you what, Jim Roser, as always, and you've been on radio, you know how fast these things go. We really do appreciate you being on. That's Jim Roser, who is the Senior Vice President of TC&I Roofing Insulation. Thank you for all the counsel you've given to the listeners today. I encourage everyone to go out and actually go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Go to the radio show page, and right there you will see TC&I Roofing and Insulation listed as one of the partners of All Things Real Estate. Jim, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Thanks a lot, and I'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Ray, thank you very much, and I just want to say right now, Rangers in six.
Oh, okay. Well, you just really annoyed Gino. Sorry about that. All right.
Rangers in six, my friend.
Thank you, Jim. Talk to you
Bye-bye.
Soon. Gino, with that, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our roundtable discussion of various real estate issues, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com, and I'll answer all your real estate questions.
When you think of poverty, what do you see? In America today, 37 million people live below the poverty line. They're the working poor, struggling to pay the rent and feed their children. AmeriCorps Vista, volunteers in service to America, fights poverty in all its forms and offers passionate people like you the chance to put your idealism into practice. Fight poverty with passion. Join Vista. To learn more, call 800-942-2677 or go to AmeriCorps.gov.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are back in the studio and we're doing a roundtable of conversations with a variety of real estate experts. And this is United Nations Day, so we're trying to keep a peacekeeping theme going on here. Our last guest sort of interrupted on that because he voted for the Rangers to win the World Series. Geno Thompson, my producer, wants the Giants to win, so we're already starting off as if we're warring nations. Anyway, I'd like to welcome my very good friend, Jeff Major, to the show. Jeff is co-principal of Major Development Incorporated, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 16 years of experience. Welcome to the show, Jeff. It's nice to have you back on.
Thanks, Ray. It's nice to be here.
Well, you know, we've enjoyed all of your excellent commentary over the past year and a half, and I really just want to jump right into this. We've got two or three things we want to talk about, but my first order of business is to ask you, because you really do have your finger on the pulse here, what is your view about the state of the real estate market right now?
Well, it's not what it was like in 2005, 2006. But it's light years ahead of what it was last year and the year before.
Yes.
For instance, this year we managed to sell two homes so far, and we have a third with a possibility of that going under contract. So that would be very big for us. Last year in 2009, we only sold one home. Mm-hmm. So just my personal statistics have improved greatly. If you look at the overall market in Santa Fe, year-to-date, third quarter to third quarter, home sales are up year over year. Median prices are up about 8 or 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So what was $300,000, let's say, last year, it's now $330,000. So the market is improving. The county has not quite caught up to the city. But that's to be expected.
Right. Well, and my my own experience as a broker parallels that of yours and your wife, Dina Major, who is also a broker at my firm, Santa Fe Realty Partners. I have a house right now in Aldea under contract. I'm also, as you know, Jeff, a broker back in Washington, D.C. I have a house back there under contract, too. And so things are picking up. I think buyers have finally gotten the message that, my gosh, if you're going to buy something, do it now because you could not find a better time to do it. And we hope that that continues on. Well, I want to sort of shift gears right now and ask you about something else that, as a professional contractor, someone who's well-respected in the industry here in residential house construction, there is an Environmental Protection Agency requirement called renovation, repair, and painting that you wanted to chat about for a moment, just to share a couple of thoughts with the listeners. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, in 2008, the EPA adopted the new lead renovation repair and painting program. And it became effective as of April of 2010, which means that contractors that want to perform renovations, repairs, or painting projects in homes or child care facilities or schools that were built prior to 1978 must be certified and follow specific work practices to prevent lead contamination.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like a a whole lot of, red tape and whatnot, but it really isn't. What they're asking from contractors is to use, lead-safe work practices and procedures, contain the work area, minimize the dust, and clean up thoroughly. And what this is going to do for people is particularly that either want to buy a home built pre-1978 or have already bought one and want to renovate it, in the years ahead when they go to possibly sell their home, part of the documents today, you have to disclose whether, you potentially have a house that had lead-based paint.
Right.
And it will be helpful for you as a homeowner to be able to sell your home when you can say, yes, my home was built pre-78, but I had a certified contractor.
Mm-hmm.
Handle the repairs and the painting and the renovations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just going to do nothing but add value to your house, make it easier for you to sell.
Right.
And also, the nicest thing is your family's living there. You want to make sure they're safe.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I don't see this as, the government making things more difficult and more expensive. I think this is a win-win.
Right, and I can just sort of off mic here, no one's listening, of course, Jeff, is just tell the listeners that you and I in the green room waiting for many shows have talked about government regulations run amok, and you have shared with me some of your views about it in language that I couldn't have on air. So for you to say that this is a useful regulation, I think you ought to take that to the bank, and indeed the fact that it does go right to the heart of making sure that children are taken care of, they're not breathing bad dust that's contaminated with lead.
I think they're the most vulnerable, for sure. As adults, we can seem to consume more bad things and not have as big of an effect as it does on a child.
Right.
So
it's a good thing.
We're planning on being fully licensed and operational here shortly,
mm-hmm.
So we can participate in that program.
Well, before
and by the way, if you're not licensed, there's a $50,000 fine.
Ouch.
It's going to be regulated. So
that's a good thing. Yeah, you got to get licensed, and that's good all the way around because you want practitioners who know what they're doing and, in fact, have been sanctioned to do it. Before I let you go, Jeff, I got about 30 seconds here. Tell me about any new projects that you and Dina are working on.
All righty. Thank you. We are going to start a new project at our property off of Alto Street. In the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be starting hopefully next week. We've redesigned these to be modern contemporary condominiums.
Right.
We're going to have a lot of bright colors. We're going to use some corrugated steel outside in certain areas
mm-hmm.
Of the building. They're very, very attractive. They're architect designs.
Mm-hmm.
They're just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they're approximately 2,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
What we have done is we're offering a considerable discount off of the build-out cost that we intend to retail it at.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, once these are complete, they'll be on the market at $600,000.
Mm-hmm.
Presently on the market at
$549,900
mm-hmm. As a pre-construction pricing. And then you as a buyer will have the ability to give your input and make changes potentially either to the floor plan or certainly to the color schemes or the type of appliances, flooring, wall treatments, whatnot. So,
that's great. Well, I tell you what, Jeff, I'm going to encourage everyone to go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Go to the radio show page, and when you get there, you'll see contact information for Major Development. Follow up with Jeff Major and Dina Major of Major Development Incorporated about this terrific opportunity. Jeff, listen, I appreciate you calling in or letting us call you today and carving out time for your Sunday. We will talk to you soon, okay?
Very good. Thanks. Nice talking with you, Ray. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Gino Thompson, we've reached that point in the show when it's time for our Legal Minute, brought to us by the law firm Assure Yost & Patterson, P.C. This week, attorney Alexia Constantaris will explain in the first of a series of commentary some of the key components of real estate purchase agreements. Now, whether it's a residential or commercial real estate purchase agreement, a buyer should always be aware of the following considerations. Number one, identifying, meeting, and performing and documenting deadlines for performance of the title contingency provisions. Number two, providing and receiving notices pursuant to the agreement's provisions. Number three, good faith performance and documenting of the survey contingency provisions. And finally, number four, determining what happens to earnest money deposits when the purchase agreement is actually terminated. Now, title contingencies and purchase agreements may have specific dates for the seller to provide documents to the buyer for their review, as well as notice of objections to the documents, and for a time to cure or refuse to cure those objections. These deadline dates may be either a number of days from the execution of the purchase agreement going forward with each triggering event, or they may be walked backward from the date set for closing. Lastly, a provision in the purchase agreement entitled notices, first of all, will govern what constitutes proper written notice, as well as when that notice is deemed to be given. Secondly, the notice should have the contact information for both the buyer and the seller. And thirdly, if a party is represented by a lawyer or a realtor, a copy of that notice needs to be provided to them. Thank you, attorney Alexia Constantaris, for providing us with a very useful legal minute on some of the key provisions of real estate purchase agreements. And in future legal minutes, Alexia will offer information on additional purchase agreement provisions. If you have your own legal questions, you can contact Alexia Constantaris at the law firm Assure Yost & Patterson, P.C. at 505-989-7500. That's 505-989-7500. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our roundtable discussion with a variety of real estate experts. Stay tuned.
Work all day. Bring home the groceries. Rustle up dinner. Help the kids with math. Nobody needs to tell you the meaning of hard work. Now, if only someone could tell you how to make your paycheck stretch a little further. You know, make it easier to make ends meet. Well, there is a way that millions of people could get extra money this year. If you know these four little letters, EITC, it stands for the Earned Income Tax Credit. If you make less than $42,000, you may qualify for the EITC. And it could mean up to an extra $4,800 back from the IRS when you file your taxes. What working person couldn't use that for groceries or catching up on bills? Find out if the EITC could make your life a little easier. Visit IRS.gov or call 1-800-829-1040 to see if you qualify.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com, and I'll answer all your real estate questions.
Hi, I'm Randy Jackson.
When I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I also learned about its serious connection with cardiovascular disease. I knew I needed to make some major lifestyle changes that would help me manage my type 2 diabetes. These tips help me stay in the know. Keep active, normalize critical health numbers, opt for a healthy lifestyle, and work with a healthcare provider.
I'm Dr. Dan Jones. Please visit your own healthcare provider. And for more information, visit iknowdiabetes.org.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post, and today I'm in the studio with my producer sidekick, Gino Thompson. We're talking about a variety of real estate issues that are important to you as a buyer, seller, or a homeowner. And I want to welcome Joe Martinez, who is the owner of Fast Signs, the sign and graphic solutions company, to the show right now. How are you, Joe?
I'm good, Ray. I'm watching my son make fun of me as I speak to you on the phone from inside a car.
Oh, good. Well, at least you're getting some entertainment, and so is he.
Yes,
well, I tell you what, we're about ready to give some entertainment to the listeners because you're always great to have on the radio show, Joe. And I know there are a couple of things that we want to talk about today that relate to a topic you always like to speak to, and that's good customer service. I wanted to ask you quickly and very briefly about one that you did at the beginning of this month, which actually tied in with Hutton Broadcasting. You had the task of creating some signage for Buffalo Thunder Resort at the big music fest that Hutton Broadcasting did for 3 days. How was that project?
Well, that was a great little project. We produced a boatload of signs to help people get in and out of the venue, hopefully without any major disturbances. And here's the big segue, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fall fest, and we're in fall. So fall's the time to start thinking about holidays, and holidays are the time to be thinking about improving your signage so that you can brand yourself correctly for those holidays.
Well, yeah, and you know what? You've actually led into something I know you really want to talk about today, and that is actually, and I should point out to the listeners, this is a subject that Joe has written about and will be actually in our new newsletter that will be coming out at the end of this week. And it deals with this whole issue of branding. And why don't you just take it from there and tell the listeners about your thoughts on this topic.
Well, you know, since I'm a sign guy, yep. I'm a firm believer that signs are the most cost-effective form of advertising and brand building. And I think, you know, the big guys do it. The McDonald's of the world do it, the Pfizer's, the ExxonMobil. But if you like those companies or not, their logos are simple. They stand for something very specific. And they come top to mind when you think about quality and just top of mind when you think about products.
Right.
So having said that, remember it takes 6 impressions. And I didn't really believe it until I spent several years in sales, but it takes 6 impressions for a customer to understand what you're trying to say or to identify you with whatever it is that you're trying to sell. So whether it be a banner in front of your store or vehicle graphics or anything in between, making sure that your brand is succinct, that your image is legible, and that your tagline is understandable, I think is paramount to being able to succeed in bringing that customer in.
Well, and this is incredibly good advice, now, no matter what your business is, but even in our real estate business, because we deal in real estate with a lot of images, whether it's print, it's radio, that's a different image, but on television. But actually, what we have online on the Internet for buyers and sellers to look at, it's so critical, and you're right, this 6 impressions before someone makes that connection with you and the brand is, I think scientifically it's been proven, correct?
It's absolutely true. And like I said, I wouldn't have believed it because there are times you see a commercial and you say, God, I have to see this thing again. And finally you see it a 6th time and who knows, maybe by the 6th time you need that thing. And the one you're gonna go after, the one you're gonna choose first, or the one you're at least gonna investigate first, is the one that comes top of mind.
Right.
And the one that comes top of mind is the one that you've seen 6 times at least.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Joe, you sort of, as I like to joke about, you prop up the economy here in Santa Fe. I don't know anybody that's harder working than you and your wife and the guys who work in your company. So I know you're coming into, well, actually every season is probably busy for you, but for the holidays, is it especially busy because people are thinking about maybe using signage in unique ways?
Actually, you know, it's a slow time of year in the sign business in general, but I think for retailers especially, it's a good time of year to try to separate themselves from other people. If you're going to run a special, you know, go ahead and run a special correctly. If you're going to use banners, there are certain types of hardware that we can supply you with that can hang off of acoustic ceilings, that can be removed seasonally. They're very inexpensive. I mean, if you're talking about a 2 or 3 foot banner, you're talking about, 30 bucks plus hardware, maybe, you know, 50 bucks to promote something that'll make you several hundreds or even thousands.
Right. Well, and I can attest to it. Joe Martinez at Fast Signs has created 2 very large and beautiful banners that I use for all my remote broadcasts, and we actually put them on the side of the road to drive buyers to these remote broadcasts, which are typically open houses that my colleagues are hosting. And so I know the value. It works. So if anyone wants to contact Joe Martinez for your sign and graphic needs, again, simply go to www.sfrp and go to, when you're on the homepage, go to the radio show page, and right there you will see prominently listed Fast Signs logo. Joe, thanks so much for carving out time of your weekend. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Ray, I'm going to go see my wife play some tennis. Otherwise, I'm going to be in big trouble.
Okay, well, you better get going.
Take it easy.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Well, that was sort of fun, and I want to tell you before we go back into our conversation, our roundtable here, about my very good friends at Canyon Ridge, the community located in Chama, New Mexico. Now, it's situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains. Canyon Ridge ownership is actually limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch site offers outdoor enthusiasts access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking. And for those with equestrian interests, there could not be a better setting. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to www.discovercanyonridge.com. Again, that's www.discovercanyonridge.com. And discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community. Tomorrow, Gino, I'm driving up to Canyon Ridge to take a look at those 6,000 acres, and I'm actually going to have my my good friend and sidekick, Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title, ride with me. We're going to have some fun up there and meet the co-owners, so that's what we'll be tomorrow, almost all day. Anyway, I want to switch gears and now welcome Deb Otten, the principal of Deborah Otten Architecture, to the show. How are you, Deb?
I'm fine. How are you, Ray?
I'm fine. Listen, thank you for carving out time on your Sunday to join us. You know, your background is rather interesting. You're actually from the Midwest, and you spent time in D.C. And, you know, I'm still a broker back in D.C., so we probably have lots of mutual friends. But you are a very well-respected architect. Talk a little bit about what brought you to New Mexico and why architecture, and, you know, sort of kick it off that way.
Well, sure. I think I've always been interested, particularly in housing. It's been something, you know, from creating little spaces in my room, even if it was only a corner of my closet, up to what I do these days. And, in fact, my first degree is in social work. And I think I realized I wanted to be an architect when every paper I wrote, including starting my thesis, wanted to be about housing and architecture.
Wow. Uh-huh.
So I eventually did go to architecture school in Washington, D.C. at the University of Maryland.
Uh-huh. And from there, you actually found your way to New Mexico, though. And how did that happen?
Actually, I went to an exhibit of Georgia O'Keeffe's work at the National Museum.
No kidding.
And there was a film of her life. I do like her work very much, but it was the film that changed me. I went in one person, and I've always felt like I came out a different person. Just this 15-minute film changed my life. I saw this picture of Georgia O'Keeffe walking out to the end of this mesa, and literally I couldn't breathe. And I just felt like I had to go there. And the same week, I saw his documentary on Chaco Canyon. And that pretty much sealed the deal. 2 years later, I was on the road coming out to New Mexico.
Well, that's a very interesting story, and it's our gang. You're a very well-respected architect here in town. I'm just curious because we all, as practitioners of real estate in one way or another, you know, we're constantly watching what's going on in the market. What's your view as a professional architect about where the real estate market is here in New Mexico at this time?
Yes, well, building is definitely down. There are some actually fairly smart folks out there who are taking this opportunity to build the homes they've always wanted to build, because this is an unparalleled time to get builder and architectural services at a very minimal rate. Everybody's hungry.
Right.
And they're hungry because there's not a heck of a lot of work out there. The banks aren't lending. And I've always felt as though building in Santa Fe won't truly recover until the inventory in Santa Fe goes down. And as you know, Ray, there's an awful lot of housing on the market out there at
yes.
very good prices.
And indeed, it's incredible. We keep pounding that drum every week. Great inventory, moderate prices, low interest rates. And so as you maybe heard at the beginning of our show, Andrew Hoffman and I constantly talk about the fact there could not be a better time to do it. But you raise an interesting issue. Though it is difficult, more difficult to get a loan today, and in fact, construction loans are harder to come by. Some people are turning to remodeling, and in fact, they're enlisting contractors and architects to help them build the envelope that they already have and make it better. Are you finding that to be the case, too?
Yes, absolutely. I've probably gotten more calls for remodeling locally here than for new projects.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's still a smart move. You're improving what you have, and, you know, it's kind of like putting new tires on an old car.
Right.
You could get a lot more mileage out of it. On the other hand, there is a lot of innate benefit to people who want their own space, who want their own home, their way. And, you know, there are still some people out there who realize they're not going to find exactly what is going to suit their own needs.
Right.
And will want to build. And, like I said, there's still an awful lot of hungry architects and builders out there. So mm-hmm. that prices are good.
Yeah. Well, I've got a little bit less than a minute left. Deborah, I want to ask you, if someone wanted to work with you, what guiding principle do you have when you actually work with a new client?
I listen really hard. In real estate, it's location, location, location. For me, it's listen, listen, listen.
Uh-huh.
I feel that I have a very collaborative process with my clients. And it's not so much you're going to come to me and get the house I want you to have. I want to try to get you the house you have. I feel that's one of my greatest strengths.
All right. Well, well-respected in the community, and if anyone wants to get a hold of Deb Otten or Deborah Otten, if you'd like to be more formal about it, you can go to our website, www.sfrp.com, and go to the radio show page. And Deborah is prominently listed there as one of our partners of All Things Real Estate. We appreciate you joining the group of stellar companies that are providing fabulous services to people that are interested in real estate. Deb, it's a pleasure talking to you, and I hope we can have you back on the show regularly, okay?
Yes. Thank you very much, Ray.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Tell you what, Gina, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going into, believe it or not, the last segment of the show, another roundtable conversation with a variety of real estate experts. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, and there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have an exceptional country home for sale sited on 20 acres and located in the foothills off of Old Santa Fe Trail with 6 bedrooms, 2 offices, a guest house, large kitchen with stone fireplace, and fabulous views. This extraordinary property can be seen by calling me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. And by the sound of that music, you know it's time for our Open House of the Week segment, which we haven't done in a while because I haven't been in the studio. And today I am with Gino Thompson, my producer. Today I have my colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Jane Hilpbrand, who is on the line with us. And she's going to be speaking about a broker's open house that she and I are actually staging this Wednesday at 7628 Old Santa Fe Trail. Now, Jane, you know the drill. You've got those 2 minutes to sell the listeners on all of the attributes of this beautiful property. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. How are you, Ray?
I'm doing fine. Go ahead, my friend.
Okay. Well, as you know, we have this new listing that is just delicious. It really is a Santa Fe dream home. And also I know that there are a lot of Santa Fe brokers who listen to your show.
Yes.
So we do want to let them know that we're having this open on the NLS tour on Wednesday. But for everyone else out there in the radio audience, this is such a special property. It's 7,000 square feet, which I know is pretty big, but that's because there's so much to it. It has 6 bedrooms. 5 bathrooms, a wood-paneled library, plus 2 offices, his and her offices, an attached guest house with its own living room, kitchen, and 2 bedrooms, a 3-car garage, 4 outside dining and entertaining areas, which look out on amazing views. You just pick your view. The property sits on 20 acres, and there's an addition. Acres available. It's top of the hill, so you get top of the world views everywhere. And it's so beautiful there. The owner, the current 2 of her daughter's weddings outside.
Wow. Well,
the kitchen.
Go ahead.
The kitchen is it's like a French country kitchen. It has a beautiful large stone fireplace. And the family gathers at the table in front of the fireplace all the time. Lots of built-in cabinetry. There's a formal dining room with a fireplace. As a matter of fact, there are 10 fireplaces on the property,
yeah.
1 outside. Every bedroom has its own fireplace with hand-selected Portuguese tile surrounds. There's even an elevator and a basement with a walk-in safe.
Yeah, this house we were very excited about, and the day that that Jane and I were out there together to meet with the seller, we took a walking tour. It was a beautiful day, and it reminds me so much of being in sort of a Tuscany setting. The house itself, the views, all the trees, it is frankly one of the best, and I know I'm a little biased here because it is yours and my listing, but it's one of the best settings that I have seen in a long time for a house of great substance. And we are having a broker's open this coming Wednesday there. We encourage all of the brokers who are listening to All Things Real Estate to stop by if they can. We're going to have some food and some fun, and they can take a tour of this terrific property. Jane, listen, if anyone else wants to get some information about it, why don't you give your phone number in case they want to call right now?
Sure. My number is 505-946-2842. And either Ray or myself would love to show this property to you.
Right. And you can always go to our website, www.sfrp.com, and you can click on the broker button and take it either to Jane Hilpbrand or to me, Ray Post, and you can take a look at the pictures. And if you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer them. Jane, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Looks like a good day. So thank you so much for all the information.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, I want to invite all of you to join me next Sunday when I will be back in the field. That is Sunday, October 31st, for a special Halloween broadcast of All Things Real Estate, which we are going to be doing from 66 Paseo Encantado, located in Tusuki, very near the Encantado Resort. We'll have guest interviews, refreshments, and tours of this beautiful mountaintop home. For information, you can call my colleague, Deanne Ottaway, at 690-4611. That's 690-4611. And join me and Deanne at 66 Paseo Encantado in Tusuki next Sunday at noon for a very spooky Halloween broadcast of All Things Real Estate. Deanne's doing it up big. She's making this a client appreciation day. She's going to do a theme that hopefully won't be too scary. But anyway, we enjoy we invite you to come by and enjoy the afternoon with us. Again, that's 12 o'clock next Sunday, 66 Paseo Encantado. And now I want to close out the show and introduce a good friend of mine, Donna Jones White, who is the qualifying broker at Santa Fe Vacation Rentals. Welcome to the show, Donna.
Oh, thank you, Ray. How are you today?
Well, we're doing fine, and you and I are going to take this show right to its conclusion. I know you've got some advice for people who may be thinking about coming to Santa Fe for the holidays. What's your counsel?
Well, I'll tell you. If you haven't already booked your accommodation here in Santa Fe or your flight's the main thing right now because the longer you delay, the more it's costing you money.
Right.
The travel industry is predicting that those that did not travel last Christmas will be traveling this year along with those that traveled last year, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so each day you delay booking your airline's reservation, it's costing you and each member of your family and or friends an additional $5.
Wow.
So quit procrastinating, get with the program so your holidays are well planned without that additional stress.
Yeah.
And money.
And money, and you're absolutely right, stress and the whole thing. And, you know, Santa Fe, we know it here, but a lot of people outside of the area don't realize that it is an incredibly popular place. In fact, I have some buyers in New York City who are going to be coming out for New Year's, and they had a dickens of a time, and they called me and said they started booking their reservation before I had a chance to flip them over to you, Donna, but they have a dickens of a time finding a place to stay. They finally, I think, found something, but your counsel is well taken on that. Now, if, in fact, somebody does want to come out here, we'll let you plug a little bit about what Santa Fe Vacation Rentals does. What can you offer to folks out there that's really sort of unique and special in this market?
Well, we have always catered to, of course, anybody. But we like to provide them, prior to their arrival, with anything that we can go get them, groceries, miscellaneous items, that we can stock the home, the refrigerator with, whatever, so they can enjoy Santa Fe without all that unnecessary running around.
Right.
We still have availability both for Thanksgiving and the holidays, and so just give us a call so we can help you.
And you've got, when you say availability, you've got rental units all over the county, correct?
Oh, yeah, all here in Santa Fe County, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We have short-term rentals at the holidays. We like to book at least a week if we can. Also, if people want to stay longer, we can do that. We have 30-day rentals. So we do everything that we can to accommodate anybody that's coming to Santa Fe. It's such a great destination.
Mm-hmm. And you've been in the business for some time. You know what the rental market is like. So really, at the end of the day, talking to you, Donna, someone's going to get some expert advice about what's available out there, the tricks in the trade, and again, what your company offers. It really distinguishes you as you give these additional amenities and services. You just don't book a room and then walk away, right?
No, I think that is poor business. You've got to take care of your clientele. And it can be very enjoyable as well. You know, you create long-term relationships. People trust you.
Right.
And it's just good business.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Well, listen, if you want more information about Donna's company, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Then go to the radio show page for contact information on Santa Fe Vacation Rentals. And also, Donna, if someone wanted to give you a call today and talk about family or friends that are coming into town, what's the best way of reaching you?
They can call toll-free 877-982-3966.
That's Donna Jones White, who is the qualifying broker of Santa Fe Vacation Rentals. Anyway, Donna, thank you so much for carving out time on your Sunday. We appreciate your counsel, and enjoy the rest of the day, okay?
Oh, thanks, Ray. You too.
Well, Gino Thompson, we've reached the end of the show here on an action-packed in-studio broadcast. I want to thank all of my guests for bringing some very interesting commentary to the program today. I want to actually thank you, Gino Thompson, for all that you do, both when I'm out in the field doing a remote broadcast and when I am here in the studio. It's always fun getting back here to work with you and see your beaming face. I should also say Gino, of course, is going to be rooting for, starting on Wednesday, the San Francisco Giants, so we wish them well. In that regard, I want to thank Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for also producing a fine program. Thank you for tuning in today. Give me a call at 989-8900 if I can help you with your own real estate needs. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk 1260, KTRC AM Santa Fe.
Broadcasting station.
Named the City of Santa Fe Small Business of the Year.
Suggesting the outbreak may be stabilizing.
The Centers for Disease Control, they came down to look at the situation.